朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
好，我们感谢神哈，今天其实是很特别哈。
We praise the Lord. Today is a special day.
啊，不光是母亲节，我们在这里谢谢所有在座做母亲的。
Not only that, today is Mother's Day, and we want to thank all the mothers here.
你们还知道今天是什么日子吗
？Do you know what's so special about today other than Mother's Day?
四川地震五周年。
It's the fifth anniversary of Sichuan earthquake.
啊，也是我们教会献堂五周年。
It's also the fifth anniversary of our church's sanctuary dedication.
不晓得大家记不记得2008年的5月12号我们在这里献堂。
Remember, year 2008, on Mother's Day, we dedicated the sanctuary to the Lord.
转眼之间五年过去了。
We did soon, before we know it, it's been 5 years.
最明显的 delta 是这些小孩子们都长高了，长大了。
The most obvious delta is that our children have grown up.
那我不晓得弟兄姊妹，我们自己属灵上这五年进来，你如果回想这五年最大的长进到底是什么
？In retrospect, what is your biggest growth in the past 5 years?
时间真的很快哈。
Time goes by so fast.
那我在这里先要谢谢弟兄姊妹为我们的祷告。
First of all, I'd like to thank for all of your prayers.
因为我们前天搬完才刚刚从希腊回来。
Two days ago, we just came back from Greece.
我们出去服事的时候其实蛮辛苦的哈。
Actually, it's been difficult going abroad to serve.
那尤其一出去不久，这个于师母她的头就一直抽痛，抽痛，非常辛苦。
Especially soon after we departed, Sister Nancy's head started to pound and very difficult.
她特别要我也在这里谢谢弟兄姊妹们为她的祷告，因为特别礼拜六早上很明显的有一个很大的差别。
She especially wanted me to thank everyone because she experienced a drastic change, especially during the morning prayer on Saturday here.
为了小朋友看一看我们那天出去这一路上有多少的打岔，我早上临时送了一张照片给那个 projector team.
I want to show you what kind of disturbances and sidetracks we have encountered.
应该不让我们去搭飞机哈。
Because these things delayed us from getting to the airport.
大概派了20辆警车把我们的路挡住了。
Because there were about 20 police cars to stop us.
那个新城送我们上机场的时候，在280，我就突然提醒他，我说小心一点，旁边有警察。
So when Brother Ethan sent us to the airport, I reminded him, "Be careful, there are police."
应该有个骑摩托车的警车从我们旁边跑过去。
Police riding motorcycle soon passed us.
然后接下来就有十几辆，大概20辆的警车，一辆接一辆从我们旁边跑过去了。
About 20 police cars just passed us.
还有那种侦探，大概 FBI 的那种便车，里面坐4-5个侦探，轰冲过去。
And also cars with FBI agents passed us also.
然后那个警察的直升机也在前面砰砰砰砰砰砰砰砰在高速公路上在前面挡住路哈。
Police helicopters also.Went before us and stopped us.
然后就在我们前面不远的地方，警察全部下来，把 shotgun 拿出来对着那个车子。
Right before us, all the police get down the car and then with their shotgun and pointed at the car.
我在想，糟糕了，今天早上赶不上飞机了哈。
So I was thinking to myself, "Whoops, I'm gonna miss my flight."
所以我们就 text 一个 message 给教会，然后教会的同工一看到就全部去为我们祷告。
So we soon text a message to church coworkers, and then they got a text immediately. They pray for us.
那感谢主哈，那个人没有反抗，所以很快就被抓了，这个入侵了，我们就到机场去了啊。
Praise the Lord that that guy did not resist. So the episode was quickly ended.
那个星辰有点同情那个逃的人，开的车子太烂了。
Brother Ethan really sympathized with the fugitive, the criminal, because he had a bad car. He couldn't drive too fast.
他的小那个车子借给他的话，可能会跑更远。
If he had Brother Ethan's car, he probably have gone farther.
结果我们到了机场，飞机就 delay 2小时。
And after we got to the airport, the flight was delayed for 2 hours.
然后我们到了东岸下来，已经快半夜了。那个高速公路半夜12点钟大塞车，因为修路。
And then when we got to the East Coast, it was already midnight, but there was a traffic jam because of the road construction.
这是我第一次到东岸去讲到礼拜四出发，平常我都是礼拜五一早出发，下了飞机直接上讲台的。
In the past, I always departed Friday morning. As soon as I get off the airport, then I would start preaching. And this is the first time I departed on Thursday night.
那还好礼拜四走，所以我们到那边已经半夜了。
It was good that we departed on Thursday night. When we got there, it was already midnight.
然后我们在希腊的时候住的那个旅馆旁边不是很安全。
And then in Greece, we lived in a hotel in a not so good neighborhood.
啊，我们听到狗大叫，人大吵，我们从窗户往下一看，底下在打架。
So we heard the dogs barking and people yelling, and then we looked down, people fighting outside of our hotel.
他们把那个椅子摔碎了，拿着棍子就打狗在旁边一起叫。
So they smashed the chair and they used the wood to fight each other, and then the dogs were barking.
啊，于是我本来叫我去录起来的时候已经 too late.
Sister Nancy asked me to record it, and it was already too late.
啊，我没有想到她对这些事情居然比我还兴奋哈。
I didn't know she got more excited than I was.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这只是路上发生的事情而已。
So these are all the things that happen on the road.
但是我们很感谢弟兄姊妹为我们的祷告，就是看见每一次到一个地方去服事。看见神的同在，看见神的祝福。
We really appreciate your prayers because everywhere we go, we see God's presence and God's work there.
虽然很累，很不想出去哈。
Even though it's really difficult and exhausting,
但是每一次服侍完的时候就觉得值得。
But every time after the service, we all felt it was all worth it.
真的很谢谢弟兄姊妹。
And we really thank brothers.
特别我今天早上坐在这里，看到大家波饼一个接一个的祷告。
This morning, as I was here in the communion, and I hear people praying one after another.
我是一则以忧，一则以喜啊。
So I was happy on one hand, but yet worried on the other hand.
我真的很高兴看见大家这么热心爱主。
I was really happy to see people loving the Lord fervently.
那我忧的是，是不是我们需要常常出去？
But what I worried is that should we just take leaves very often?
因为我们一出去，大家这个都活了哈。
Soon as we leave the church, it seems that everyone became alive.
而且听说礼拜二祷告会人不仅不少，很多人都抢着交通。
And then I heard that on Tuesday night, a lot of people started to share.
所以弟兄姊妹所以如果我们偶尔不见了，你知道是为了大家的好哈。
So now you can understand if we occasionally take a break.It's for your good.
感谢神。
We praise the Lord.
我想今天是母亲节，很高兴小朋友都坐进来，坐在爸爸妈妈的旁边啊。
Today's Mother's Day. And then we're happy to see the children sitting in our midst.
我想你们能够送给爸爸妈妈，送给妈妈最好的礼物还不是卡片，还不是东西。
I'm sure the best gift that you can give to your mom is not a card or some gift.
而是你们对他们的爱，对他们的顺服。
But your love and obedience to them.
你知道妈妈生孩子这个生产之苦，大家都愿意承受哈，虽然很辛苦。
You know that all moms are willing to go through the birth pain, even though it was very difficult.
那更难的苦是养育之苦。
But yet the even more difficult thing is to raise the children.
你看你们十二个月以下的时候，他都要鼓励你讲话，帮助你走路。
So before you turn 1 year old, moms have to encourage you to start walking and start talking.
然后之后的20年都要帮助你不要讲话，帮助你坐下来。
And then for the following 20 years, the moms will try to help you to sit down quietly and don't talk too much.
这是养育之苦啊。
So that is the pain of raising children.
那更大的苦其实是被辜负、被伤害的苦哈。
But what is even greater pain is being wronged and being hurt by children.
就是如果你不能够了解、不能够信任爸爸妈妈对你的爱，在这里埋怨、在这里生气、不顺服的时候。
If you cannot understand and appreciate your parents' love and then you disobey them.
所以希望你们弄母亲节，不光今天做个乖。孩子能够一生都做个乖孩子。
I hope that you will not just be a good child today only, but all the days of your life.
同样的，对爸爸妈妈来说，孩子们最需要的其实是我们对他们真实的爱。
And in the same way, for the children, what they really need is true love from their parents.
尤其是帮助他们能够认识神，跟神建立起关系。
Especially to help them to know God and establish a relationship with God.
我很喜欢引用我在飞机上看到的一句话，飞机上杂志上看到的一句话。
I like to quote something I read on the magazine on the airplane.
啊，就是那个公司的 number one rule 哈，第一条规矩。
It's a number one rule for a company.
他说，如果你不好好的 take care 你的 customer 的话 ，somebody else will do. 就是如果你不好好照顾好你的客户，别人会替你照顾好他。
If you don't take good care of your customer, someone else will do.
啊，同样的，我们如果不照顾好我们的小孩子，世界的王抢着要教他的。
In the same way, if we don't take good care of our children, then the king of the world will grab them and take care of them.
他用电视、用电影、用网络、用音乐、用所有的朋友、用任何的东西，就是要来 damage 他们，来 pollute 他们。
The king of the world will try to pollute them and damage them with the TV, movies, internet, or all kinds of medias in the world.
所以那个公司的 number one rule, if you don't take good care of your customer, somebody else will do.
That's the company's number one rule.
要好好好好照顾我们的孩子啊。
So take good care of our children.
那今天正好我们继续讲这些人是这个这些人是谁。
Today we'll continue this series. Who are these people?
那我们讲哈拿。
Today we're going to talk about Hannah.
因为哈拿是一个非常非常在圣经上一个榜样的母亲。
Because Hannah is a role model, a model mom.
这个以前讲撒母耳记的时候我曾经讲过她。
So I've talked about her when we went through the first Samuel.
但是我觉得今天在这样子的场合里面我们再重复一遍也是很重要的。
But today I think it's very critical important to go through this in our today's setting.
年轻的孩子也不要觉得这个信息只是给妈妈听的。
Young people, please do not think that this message is only for moms.
爸爸更不要以为这个信息是给太太听的。
And husbands, please do not think this message is for your wives only.
这篇信息是给我们每一个人听的。
This message is for every one of us.
就是在我们每一个人的人生里面我们一定会碰到困难。
Because in throughout our lifetime, we will encounter difficulty.
没有一个人在这一生里面不会碰到困难，不会碰到苦难的。
No one is exceptional.
但是今天我们要如何来面对我们的这些困难的局面？
But how do we face our difficult situations?
那哈拿是从生孩子的事情上，我们看见神怎样借着这个人有一个正确的回应和态度。
In the matter of a child giving a birth to a child, having a child, we see how Hannah holding a right attitude and response toward God.
让她所遭遇的苦难、遭遇的羞辱，不仅仅不成为她的伤害和危机，反而成为祝福。
So that her humiliation and sufferings will not just become a crisis, but become a blessing.
不仅仅成为他个人的祝福，也成为整个世代的祝福。
It's not only a blessing for herself, but for her generation.
所以我们常常讲，受苦从来不是神在我们身上的目的。
So we often say that suffering is never God's purpose.
让我们借着这些的遭遇，能够认识神，能够经历神，才是神的目的。
But through these afflictions that we get to know God and experience God, that is God's purpose.
十字架永远不是神的目的，要让我们经历基督，得着基督，才是神的目的。
The cross is never God's purpose, but to know Christ and experience Christ is God's purpose.
所以神常常在我们身上创造出一些的需要，一些的局面。
Therefore, God often allows certain situations to create a need in our lives.
把我们带到一个地步，让我们承认我们自己不行。
So we are led to a point that we have to admit that we cannot.
可能是难处我们胜不过。
Maybe it's a difficulty that we just cannot overcome.
可能是试探我们胜不过。
Or it's a temptation we cannot overcome.
可能是神给叫我们扮演的角色承受的托付我们承担不起。
Or maybe it's the role or responsibility or commission that was too great for us.
但是常常就是在这样子的局面。
But oftentimes in such situation,
成为神在我们身上施恩的一个凭借。
But it becomes a means for God to bless us.
也常常成为神在我们身上工作能够做的最深的地方。
And that is also the place where God can do His deepest work in our life.
也常常让我们原来最弱、最不行的点被神制作以后，成为最能被神使用的地方。
So that through God's work and after God's work, our weakest spot, our weakness becomes a great strength.
当神把我们带出来的时候，
so after God delivers us,
神在我们身上把我们改变的，让我们越来越像他的自己。
And God will transform us so that we will become more and more like Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这一切的遭遇，尤其这些难处，
all these situations, especially afflictions,
为了净化我们的生命，为了强化我们的关系。
It's in order to purify our lives and strengthen our relationships.
我再讲一次哈，为了要净化我们的生命，我们属灵的生命。
In order to purify our spiritual life.
为了强化我们和神之间的关系。
And strengthen our relationship with God.
所以我们要决定不甘心，我们只是在难处中哈。
So let us not willing to stay in afflictions only.
啊、我相信在座的每一个人可能你们都有难处的。
I'm sure every one of us here will have certain type of afflictions and difficulties.
可能你问这些小朋友他们都已经有难处了哈。
Even probably children, they have difficulties in their lives.
有没有啊
?Do you?
不好意思看我了。其实我们很小很小的时候就可能都碰到很多很多我们不喜欢的环境我们不喜欢的遭遇。
Probably even since our early childhood, we encounter something that we don't like.
所以我们今天从哈娜的身上
But through Hannah's story,
我们看见她如何面对她的遭遇
We get to see how she faced her own difficulties
她如何在这些遭遇中她经历了神
And through these difficulties that she get to experience God
她在这些遭遇中她被神得着
And through these experiences that she was obtained by God
然后神如何借着她给那个世代带来了大的祝福
And how God canuse her to bring great blessings to her generation.
虽然不是由她直接带出来的
Maybe it was not directly from her.
是借着她的儿子撒母耳带出来的
But through her son Samuel.
但是弟兄姊妹这个影响力我们知道是从这个母亲出来的
But we know that this great impact came from this mother.
因此今天母亲节我们讲这篇的信息对母亲们希望对你们是个鼓励
So I hope that this message would be a great encouragement to moms on Mother's Day.
你千万不要以为我自己只是个家庭主妇我接触的只有这个小猫一两个。
Please do not take lightly that you are only a housewife and you only can influence these two children.
我们是在为神家养育下一代。
But we're raising the next generation for God's house.
同样的，我刚刚开始一开始说过，今天的信息不是只给姊妹听的。
But then just as I said, this message is not for sisters only.
那今天就在你我的遭遇和挑战中。
Just in your situation and in your challenges.
神工作的原则是一样的。
The principle of God's work is stay the same.
神要借着这一切的环境，让我们来经历它。
Through all circumstances, God wants us to experience Him.
让我们的生命被他改变，我们的关系被他强化。
So that our life can be transformed by Him, our relationship with Him will be strengthened.
我想时间的关系，我们很快的读几节关键的经文，好不好
？Because of time's constraint, we will just go through some key verses.
我们读到撒母耳记上第一章。
First Samuel chapter 1.
前面说到哈拿。她一直没有办法生孩子。
It says that Hannah was barren.
她的丈夫娶了另外一个人叫皮尼拿。
And her husband had another wife, Peninnah.
她能够又有儿子又有女儿的。
And she had many children, sons and daughters.
所以我们现在来看
That's the background.
我们从第四节。
Let's look at start from verse 4.
我们稍微要读长一点，读到十八节。
We will read through the passage until verse 18.
我们弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节啊。
Brothers will read one verse and sisters another.
以利加拿每逢献祭的日子，将祭肉分给他的妻皮尼拿和皮尼拿所生的儿女，给哈拿的却是双份，因为他爱哈拿，无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育。毗尼拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就做他的对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈拿。毗尼拿仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。她丈夫以利加拿对她说：“哈拿啊，你为何哭泣不吃饭？心里愁闷呢？”有我不比十个儿子还好吗？他们在示罗吃喝玩了，哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在耶和华殿的门框旁边坐在自己的位上，哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华，许愿说：万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷恋不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。哈拿在耶和华面前不住地祈祷，以利定睛看着他的嘴，原来哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇不出声音，因此以利以为他喝醉了。以利对他说：你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。 哈拿回答说，主啊，不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在耶和华面前倾心吐意，不要将婢女看作不正经的女子，我因被人激动愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。以利说，你可以平平安安的回去，愿以色列的神允准你向他所求的。哈拿说，愿婢女在你眼前蒙恩。于是妇人走去吃饭，面上不再带愁容了。底下就说到她第二年就生了孩子。
And then it says that the next year she had a child.
给她取名叫撒母耳，说这是从耶和华那里求来的。
And then she gave name Samuel because I have obtained him from the Lord.
后面说到当孩子断奶的时候，她就照着她所许的愿，把哈拿带到示拿去。
And after the child,
她示罗去。
And then she just as she promised brought the child to Shiloh.
把这个孩子交给以利。
And she handed the child to priest Eli.
我们来看第二十七节，
二十六
节，二十六节到二十八节。妇人说：“主啊，我敢在你面前起誓，从前在这里站着祈求耶和华的那妇人就是我。我祈求为要得这孩子，耶和华已将我所求的赐给我了，所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。”于是在那里敬拜耶和华，这里的终身归于耶和华、King James 把它翻译成终身借给耶和华。
Verse 28 it says, Therefore I have lent him to the Lord.
她愿意把这个孩子终身借给神。
She was willing to lend the child to the Lord.
第二章开始是哈拿的赞美感恩诗歌。
Starting from chapter 2 is Hannah's praises and song.
跟第一章是一个截然不同的对比。
And this is a great contrast to chapter 1.
第一章她心里愁苦。
In the first chapter, she was distressed and sorrowful.
常常受激动，甚至到不能吃饭。
She was often provoked to a point that she could not eat.
她在这里说，我的心因耶和华快乐，我的脚因耶和华高举，我的口向仇敌张开，因耶和华的救恩欢欣，完全不一样了。
But yet here she says, My heart rejoices in the Lord, my horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. This is a totally different situation now.
弟兄姊妹，不管你今天在怎样的处境里面，
What situation you are in today?
你羡不羡慕我们的神把我们带出来？
Do you long to be delivered by the Lord?
让我们不要白白的受苦。
So that we will not suffer in vain.
让我们在主的面前能够得到主要给我们的结局。
So that we will receive the ending that the Lord has prepared for us.
让他来改变我们这个人的局面。
We'll let the Lord to change the circumstances.
让原来是受苦、受羞辱、痛苦的一个局面，变成欢欣，变成赞美，变成夸胜。
So that a situation of humiliation and suffering will be turned into rejoicing and joy and glory.
好，我们最后再读第二章。
Now let's continue to look at chapter 2.
我们跳着读几节哈，十八节我来读，好的，省时间。十八节。
Verse 18.
那时撒母耳还是个孩子，穿着细麻布的以弗德，侍立在耶和华面前。他母亲每年为他做一件小外袍，同的丈夫上来献年祭的时候带给他。二十一节。耶和华眷顾哈拿，她就怀孕生了三个儿子两个女儿，那孩子撒母耳在耶和华面前渐渐长大。我们跳到二十六节。
Verse 26.
孩子撒母耳渐渐长大，耶和华与人越发喜爱他。好，我们请跳到第三章十九节。
Verse 3.
撒母耳长大了，耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一句都不落空。从但到别是巴，所有的以色列人都知道耶和华立撒母耳为先知。我们请读十二章。
Chapter 12.
二十三节，这是撒母耳对以色列说的。他说：“至于我，断不停止为你们祷告，以致得罪耶和华，我必以善道正路指教你们。”好，我们的圣经就先读到这啊。
Okay, this concludes our scripture reading.
我想在我今天的讲义里面，我提到的几个点，我们稍微来看一下。
So I'd like to bring to your attention a few points.
第一个讲到，在这里有一个女人叫做哈拿，她受羞辱，她非常的愁苦。
Here, there's a woman. whose name is Hannah. She was humiliated and she's greatly distressed.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们说过，我们的神是从来不做错事的神。
But then we keep saying that our God never makes mistakes.
我们的神是从来不说哎呀的神。
And he never says, Oops.
啊，米开朗基罗在那里雕大卫的像的时候，不会雕到鼻子，哎呀，就把鼻子打掉了。
So when Michelangelo created the sculpture David, he would not say, "Oops," and then I missed the nose.
神从来不说哎呀，神从来不做错事情。
Because God never makes mistakes. He never say, "Oops."
而且神从来不随便做一件事情。
And he never does anything casually without a purpose.
而且神所有做的事情都是正面的、积极的、赐福的目的。
Everything he does, he has a positive purpose to bless.
就连他管教我们，都是带着爱、带着正面的目的哈。
Even when he disciplines us, it's with a positive purpose.
所以我们在这里看到一个女人这么愁苦、受尽的羞辱，有一个人做她对头。
Now we see that this woman has a rival, and she's greatly being humiliated, and she suffered greatly.
但是我们在这里看见是神让她经过这些环境。
But here we see that God allowed her to go through this.
为什么呢？在这里刚才读的经文，他说无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育。
Because the scripture tells us the Lord has closed her womb.
是谁不让她生的
？So who was the one that closed her womb？
谁
？The Lord.
神。好，那今天我们很多的难处是神许可的。
So we have to understand that a lot of our difficulties are allowed by God.
虽然也有从人这一面来的。
Yes, it might.Becoming from men.
因为底下你看到比尼拿就做他的对头。
Because we see that the other woman, Peninnah, she was her rival.
什么叫做对头
？So what is a rival?
就是我站在这里，他就站在我前面。
Because if I stand here, then she will stand right in front.
我如果向右走的话，我让他，结果他又转过来，他要挡住我。
If I turn to my right, and she will come to.In front of me again.
啊，我如果向后转的话，他又跑到我前面，又挡到我的前面。
If I turn to the back, and she will come around and then still stands before me.
这个就叫做对头。
And that is a rival.
甩都甩不掉，逃都逃不掉。
You cannot just get rid of her.
你就发现他一天到晚来搅扰你。
And she continuously to bother.
这是比尼拿的本领。
And that is the capability of Peninnah.
他就是要做哈拿的对头。
Because she just wanted to provoke Hannah.
而圣经上说到，他就大大的激动他，要使他生气。
And then the scripture says she greatly provoked Hannah to anger.
哦，或是 provoke her severely 哈，就是。是很厉害的来 provoke 他。
She severely provoked Hannah.
你们有没有碰到这样子的人
？Have you ever experienced such a situation?
不好意思，举手啊。你有啊
？Yes.
呀，好可怜哦！我只有你一个人举手，还有没有人
？Anyone else?
你做什么，他都找你麻烦。后面也有哈。
Whatever you do, they will find trouble for you.
那我就先为你感谢神哦。
Then I will have to thank God for you.
啊，无奈耶和华找了这么一个人做你对头啊。
Because the Lord has found someone to be your rival.
啊，因为底下还有结局，现在只不过开始而已嘛。
Because there's still the rest of the story there.
啊，好戏在后头。
And what's better is still following.
然后更惨的事情啊。
What's even worse?
这个人不光做你的对头。
Not only this person is your rival.
而且是长时间的对头。
And it's for a long time.
圣经上告诉我们，这个是一年又一年，每一年都这样子的。
Because the scripture tells us year after year, the same thing repeated happened.
听到他的翻译了没有 ？Year after year,
year after year, the same thing repeated happened.
所有的难处
，so all these trials
本身已经不舒服
，it's already very uncomfortable.
加上时间的因素，就火上加油，叫人更不舒服。
When it prolongs for a long time, it just makes it worse.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，我们身上的一个软弱，或是我们碰到的一个难处。
Oftentimes, it could be a weakness on us or a situation we face.
或者在我们的家庭生活、职场生活、教会生活，神好像真的就是安排那么一个对头在你的旁边。
God seems to place a rival, maybe in your home or at your workplace or at church.
你很容易被他 irritate, 很容易被他 provoke.
That you're easily irritated and provoked by the person.
啊，虽然今天你没有生不出孩子的问题。
You might not be barren like Hannah.
但是你有类似的问题。
But you might have a similar problem.
在这里看见一件事情哈。
But here we see one thing.
持续的难处。
A prolonged difficulty.
说出神持续在我们身上的工作。
It's because God wants to work continually on us.
他要在我们身上要达到他容许这个环境临到的目的。
Because God wants to achieve His purpose by allowing such prolonged situation.
所以圣经上告诉我们，当他每一年到耶和华殿去的时候
，The Scripture says every year when they went up to the temple of the Lord.
他说，比尼拿人是激动他，以至于他哭泣不吃饭。
Peninnah
Penina still provoked her until she wept and did not eat.
你看到了哈，皮妮娜来激动他是为了要使他生气。
See that Penina tried to provoke her so that she would be distressed.
她是带着目的来的。
So she came with a purpose.
她非要看到她的目的达到了，她才甘心啊。
She wanted to see her purpose, that is Hannah being provoked and not eat.
结果她成功了没有？
Did she succeed?
成功了。
Yes, she did.
因为哈拿被她激动到以至于表示达到结果了。
Because Hannah was provoked to a point, so she succeeded.
以至于她不能吃饭。
So that she could not eat.
连饭都吃不下去。
She just could not
eat. 愁苦。
Her heart was distressed.
好，弟兄姊妹啊，我相信我们中间常常会碰到这样子的经历。
I'm sure oftentimes we will encounter such situations.
啊，但是我们要知道，圣经已经告诉我们这些事情是神许可的。
But yeah, the Bible already tells us that God allowed such things to happen.
而且神是带着非常积极正面的目的。
Yeah, the Lord has a positive purpose for it.
而且我们因为已经知道哈拿的故事了。
Because we already know the story of Hannah.
我们也知道神给她预备了一个非常美好的结局。
And we know that God has prepared a beautiful ending for her.
但是对哈拿来说
But yet for Hannah,
在她开始的时候
at the beginning of this,
在她受苦的时候
when she was suffering,
在她持续受羞辱的时候
when she continually being humiliated,
她根本看不到将来
she could not see the future,
她就是一直活在难处中
she continued to remain in the difficulty,
她就是一直活在被搅扰被激动 被羞辱的环境里面
she continued to be provoked and toBe distressed.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望从当我们来看这些人物的时候
，So I hope that when we study these characters,
我们不是在研读他们的生平
，We're not just to study their story.
虽然这是其中的目的之一
，Yes, that is one of our purposes.
但是更重要的是，我们要从他们的这一生里面看见神工作的法则。
But yet, what's even more a positive is that we want to see the principle of God's work through their story.
朋友。你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言，我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作帮助你不断在主里更新生命。